Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cakes makes the handoff, going to throw it. Looks downfield, fires downfield, looking for Diggs inside the five, dives for it, makes the catch, and it is caught. Touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs. Touchdown, Bills!
I'm guessing that's going to be the player Jeremy teased going into the break that is top of the league in, what was the stat again that ESPN's putting out, the metric? I might not have Jeremy. That's okay. We'll get him back and reconnected here. The stat ESPN is releasing receiving metrics. Well, we'll get with that with Jeremy in just a moment here. Yeah, because I don't have it in front of me, but I'm imagining because Evan played the clip and he said it would be pretty obvious that Diggs is going to be the player at the top of the list. Well, I have a second here. Quick thought on Xavier Rhodes. The PFF grades do point to he's got some left in the tank. And we'll see if he's able to start right away, but they liked him 2 years ago a lot, and they liked him a little bit last year, although a lot of injuries last year for Xavier Rhodes. All right, Jeremy, what do we got? Is it Diggs? Is it Diggs for this ESPN receiving?
Yes, you'll be stunned to find out a brand new stat says Stephon Diggs is very good.
Stunning. When you started saying it, I'm like, he's almost setting it up as though it's going to be surprising.
Well,
no.
There is one thing here that is, I think, maybe surprising, okay? So ESPN, Seth Walder has put this together, the new receiver tracking metrics, NFL player tracking-based stats. Sports data scientist Brian Burke laid out the details. Open score, catch score, yak score. Those are the three things they chart receiver on. And they put a formula in, blah, blah, blah. If you really want to know, look into this. But
yeah,
these people are literally paid to do the fancy math, and I just trust a lot of it. So I bet you couldn't get the number one overall score, I bet you couldn't get it unless I gave you one clue as I ask the question.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. No, you're gonna give me the clue first? What?
The clue, by asking it this way, I'll be giving you a clue. Okay?
Okay.
So can you tell me who the best pass catcher in the NFL is?
The best pass catcher. Okay. Christian McCaffrey.
No. But you caught on to the clue. It's not a receiver.
Okay. Mark Andrews.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. He would have been the number one tight end. So
Mark Andrews is number one.
Wow. Number one. Is there any other tight end close?
George Kittle is number eight.
Okay. It's possible. It's not like he's just a freak and that he could be playing wide receiver. His target share has been crazy through
massive
the first three games of the season.
Yep.
Yeah, he's one of these Gronkowski, Kelsey, Frankensteins where the speed is there, and he could just stick his butt out, and whoever's covering him, and he has 4 yards to be able to catch the football.
So
he's number one.
Yeah, number one. So on that's overall score.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have the highest open score.
Sure.
He doesn't have the highest catch score. He certainly doesn't have the highest yak score, but whatever. He's number one. The top three receivers, number two overall, number one receiver is Cooper Kupp.
Not stunning.
Number three, this is not stunning, but it's not a name we mentioned nearly enough. This is a guy that I loved the idea of the Bills adding to their receiver core.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this. The perfect slot answer that would not be Jamison Crowder and would not be Khalil Shakir. It is?
Oh, was there
There was a
was there a Tyler Lockett week in the off season? Wasn't
Tyler
there?
Lockett.
Tyler Lockett
is number three.
I remember that because you were the first one maybe that got to that, but I loved that idea.
And number
so
four
much.
Is Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
Five, A.J. Brown. Now, here's where Diggs stands out more than any. With this ESPN new ranking, next-gen stats, and player tracking, the number one receiver in the NFL on how open they are, every route, not just routes they're targeted. They chart how open is this player on every route. The best in the NFL is A.J. Brown.
Really?
And the second best in the NFL is Stephon Diggs.
Yep. Do you think of them as being doing that differently, though? Brown,
yes.
I think of more just he's a freak athlete and Diggs is like a technician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Brown is amazing.
Yes.
That Titans traded him away. Absolutely amazing. And not only did they trade him away, they did it for a guy in Burks who, I mean, we'll see. But, Joe, one of the big scouting reports on him in college was he didn't separate at a great level. They traded away literally the number one receiver in the NFL getting open.
Yeah.
For a guy that was also big but doesn't necessarily get open. Like, maybe he figures it out. Maybe they scheme him a certain way, whatever. Anyway, cool stuff, like this new metric they're measuring here.
On Brown, quickly, there's a function on the Sleeper Fantasy app that I have where if one of your players gets mentioned in a blurb or, like, any type of report, then you get a notification. 5 minutes ago, I just got a notification. Mike Vrabel, quote, wants to get Treylon Burks more involved in the offense. And isn't that kind of just the whole story there? That Brown is, according to this metric, the number one receiver in getting open. When a guy gets open like that, you don't have to work harder to get him involved in the offense.
Well, in Tennessee, they did because they definitely didn't throw it to him enough.
Well, that's right.
But, yeah.
But Burks now, you have the compounding factor of you don't throw it enough, and he's not just going to be open when Tannehill's looking around.
Right. It's funny, like, I think of the Titans and the Seahawks in the same way here, by the way. Two teams that are hell-bent on running the ball, right?
Yep.
The Titans, hey, you should have been passing to A.J. Brown. Trade him. Bring in Burks. Okay, we're going to try and throw to Burks. In Seattle, it was, you should let Russell Wilson throw it more. And already, like, 3 weeks in, Pete Carroll's talking about letting Geno Smith throw it more.
Yeah.
It turns out anyway.
By passing EPA, like, above expected, they're actually, well, they're a lot
okay.
better than Denver. But they've upgraded from, like, last year to this year.
And one other name on this list that I'll just say is worth mentioning. Number six in the NFL in open score. He didn't make the top 10 of overall receivers.
Okay.
But number one is A.J. Brown. Number two is Stephon Diggs. Number three is Deontay Johnson. Number four is Justin Jefferson. Number five is Mark Andrews. And the sixth best in the NFL at open on every play is a name that you care about.
I specifically care about?
You, I do too. Some Bills fans do care about this name.
Why am I immediately drawing a blank? This is only this season?
Yes, we've only started to care about this name this season.
Oh, okay, so it's not Beckham.
It is Beckham.
Oh,
like,
it is
that's
Beckham.
What I mean.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant were the stats only from this season.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you meant
okay.
We care about him this season. It's Beckham. Beckham is sixth.
Yes, I love that. I'm after Sunday's game, see if this grows. I'm a huge appetite to see that happen, and it has not happened yet.
Yeah,
I just want to say any of these moves, any of these receiver names, these guys that rank this highly.
Yeah,
I want, like, how deep does the list go? Is Gabriel Davis show up at any point?
I don't know if the full list is posted anywhere. I'll see
okay.
if I can. But there's another name here that, again, this gets to the point about the draft pick of Shakir. Okay, I am excited to see what he becomes. Again, like, I feel like sometimes if you're not an optimist, it means you are a pessimist. I'm not a pessimist on Shakir, but at no point did I expect Shakir to come into this offense and be a spark. Laviska Shenault got traded, Joe.
Yeah.
That's a yak guy. That's a guy. I'm this offense, I expect it to be really good. I wanted someone to pull defenses. I want someone that's a better yak receiver than what they've got. I wanted another weapon. And Cook was like, okay, we're going to get you James Cook. Non-factor at this point, right?
Yeah.
Non-factor James Cook. So hopefully that grows into something, or Shakir does, but I'm definitely not turning off the Beckham conversation. And if another Laviska Shenault caliber player gets traded, like, what was he traded for, you know?
Oh, nothing. It was like a sixth-round pick, fifth-round
pick. I would have done that in the heartbeat and try and mix him in as part of this offense too. So, you know, weapons all the time, weapons.
Especially,
but they've got a pretty good one in Diggs.
Especially a guy in a rookie contract like that. Because not just Beckham. Beckham works because it feels like you can get him cheap, given the contract he signed with the Rams last year. I wish the Bills had the cap situation to go after the next Tyreek Hill that becomes available. The next AJ, the circus that was the receiver market in the offseason. The Bills really couldn't take part in it because they had other people to pay, other things to sign. This will be where maybe I'll get frustrated with the Dawson Knox contract someday down the road, or any of these contracts down the road, in that here's Miami, and they're able to trade for Tyreek Hill because Jalen Waddle's on a rookie contract and Tua's on a rookie contract.
Yeah.
So that's how they're able to make it work with two receivers like that. But, man, I'm going to be a little jealous of every team that comes by and like, oh, yeah, we're going to throw a first-round pick at A.J. Brown. Because while the Bills have Diggs, am I being greedy if I say I want another guy like that?
No,
I want another Davante Adams? Another guy like that?
I mean, on Thursday, we're going to see Hill, Waddle, and Chase Higgins. And
yeah.
Those are the two best, I think, 1-2s probably in the league. Right?
Yeah.
The Chargers are honorable mention, but probably behind. The Chargers might even are probably behind the Bills for Davis and Diggs. Maybe. Allen's great. He has been great. Well, I don't know. That might be a little tougher one to parse out. But, you know, with Higgins and, you know, talking about these rookie contracts, Joe, that's a big one to watch. The biggest one to. Because Cincy is going to have to pay Burrow. They're going to have to pay Chase. Higgins comes up a year before Chase and can't be franchise tagged and isn't fifth-year optioned.
And they've already paid Tyler Boyd.
Right.
So that contract's already there.
Higgins is a second-round pick. There is no fifth-year option. What do they do with him? Because his numbers are number one receiver numbers.
There was a picture of him on Sunday. It was like a photo from the ground, which I guess could have distorted how high in the air. It looked like he jumped 20 feet in the air over whatever defender was covering him. The Boyd contract, by the way, that might be like a cut candidate next season because he's going into the final year of his deal, $10.3 million, and they could cut him and save $9 million. So maybe that's their answer.
If that's the case, how much does he cost and will he come here?
Tyler Boyd?
Yeah.
I would love the player.
Arguably the best slot receiver in football. He's one of the top five, top three.
While you were talking, I was trying to think of like what's another name the Bills could add? They like trademark it because we talk about the free agents a lot, right? DeSean Jackson and Will Fuller and Beckham more so than anybody. And you have been staunch on like they are going to make a deadline move. And who could that be? Because if they're going to do that, I want it to be a receiver, and I want it to be a receiver that can win on the outside, can get open, and that's easier said than done. The name I thought of maybe even could be available at some point this year is Chase Claypool.
He's not too much like Davis to you?
Isn't he? I think of him more as being a little bit better in the yak category. The Steelers, actually, if you watch how they've used him this year and last year too at times, plays a lot in the slot. This year it's predominantly in the slot. And they have been using him on jet sweeps.
Okay.
He's
a 4-4 guy.
He's a 4-4 guy. So, right, like the speed is not Fuller level or even Beckham level when he's healthy. But the yak ability, I don't know what his numbers look like on that front, but through three games, he's got 7 carries. So, like, there's 2-3 plays a game that they're handing him the football because they, like, the same way the Bills do with McKenzie, where they think he's going to create something.
How many yards do you have?
47.
Okay.
47 yards, so 6.5 yards per carry on those 7. And last year,
with a terrible offensive line in Pittsburgh and a team that's just generally bad.
That's true. Yeah. And he's had 31 carries for his career before that. So
okay. So they get him involved in the run game.
But I don't hate the comparison because otherwise I think they are a little similar. Claypool, though, again, might just be a little bit more well-versed than Davis's.
Yeah.
Rookie contract, too.
There you go.
All right. Extendo Sports on the way next. I got a United States men's national soccer team thing to bring up. maybe we'll get to Aaron Judge a little bit here. And also, there's a new superhero movie coming out that I want to bring up when we come back. Extendo Sports on the way. Joe DiBiase, Jeremy White on WGR.